We've come to worship you. Yes, worship you. We've come to worship you, my Lord. We've come to worship you. Worship you. We've come to worship you, my Lord.
Let's sing that much together.
We've come to worship you. Worship you. We've come to worship you, my Lord. We've come to worship you. Worship you. We've come to worship you, my Lord. is a name I love to hear. I'd love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love you, Jesus, sing it. Loving heart can feel my deepest woe, and in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear here below. How I love you.
Sing it through eternity, God.
you're so good.
We've Come to Worship is an actual gathering of live worshipers captured to create an archive with examples of ingredients required for the flesh and blood body of Jesus who inhabit this planet to be reoriented to their focus on why we gather. Him and our influence as the extension of who He is. His reason for becoming flesh and blood is the only rational reason to be a human being, and His body parts gathering is the natural thing for a body to do. We're spread all over our towns, and the corporal gathering is the place we recover and reorient from the distractions and deluding forces in a world in rebellion against Him and anyone who's loyal to Him. In the present culture of doing church and its functional definition of worship, these examples are not even consciously perceived as anything but elements of musical preference or performance. So I'm very happy to point them out and pray that in noticing them, you realize their impact and their importance, whether consciously perceived or not. First, you can hear the voices of the worshipers. Real people expressing very real aspects of their view of and personal conversation with the guest of honor. We gather, and He rises in the middle of the gathering to personally speak to each specific body part and hear their response to what He says, which they voice openly in the hearing and with the active participation of all those gathered around Him. You hear all their voices together, singing their hearts in sync. Second, you hear the musicians, real people whose sole purpose and determination is to facilitate that conversation between the head and His body. Using the special language created for this express purpose, they provide a clear step-by-step framework to make it possible for the two or three or vast multitude of varied and unique interactions with Him to be offered as one voice. Third, you hear multiple songs linked together. Real conversation has very real dynamics and absolutely critical continuity. We are having a conversation with Jesus. That conversation rises and falls in tone and subject matter, but all in continuous, connective, on-point continuity. The leaders and musicians are personally leading the way, so the worshipers are quickly drawn up into it together. Why else would we gather but to have this vital surgical interaction with the one who has designed each of us to be exactly where we are, Him with skin on, doing what He wants to do with those He's put us with. Wherever you are, at home, work, school, market, you're there by design. And the gift that He wants to give to those people you encounter. You are the fountain of His goodness, His tough, real love, and saving grace, and forgiveness, friendship, and divine fellowship. Yeah, you.